This is the Voice from Jerusalem. We invite you to join us now as Yuval Shomron brings you his program called Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Hosea 14, 5-7. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like the lily, and he will take root like the cedars of Lebanon. His shoots will sprout, and his beauty will be like the olive tree, and his fragrance like the cedars of Lebanon. Those who live in his shadow will again raise grain, and they will become like the vine. His renown will be like the wine of Lebanon. In my last Hebrew highlights, I mentioned that Israel is virtually without any rainfall for 7 months out of the year. Therefore, dew, or tal in Hebrew, is very important. Many trees and flowers survive the summer in Israel simply by drawing on a small amount of moisture deposited each morning by the dew. If you take a walk early on a spring or summer morning in Israel, you will see little droplets of water gathering on the petals of wildflowers and slowly running down the stems to the ground, where they soak into the soil and are thirstily lapped up by the roots. Another scripture passage mentioning dew is Deuteronomy 33:26-28. There is none like the God of Jeshurun, who rides the heavens to your help and through the skies in his majesty. The eternal God is a dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he drove out the enemy before you and said, destroy. So Israel dwells in security, the fountain of Jacob secluded, in a land of grain and new wine. His heavens also drop down dew. God has promised in his word both physical and spiritual dew to Israel. He wants this land to prosper in both ways. Actually, the agricultural success in the Holy Land today is a sign of the end times, as mentioned in Zechariah 8:12-13. For there will be peace for the seed, the vine will yield its fruit, the land will yield its produce, and the heavens will give their dew, and I will cause the remnant of this people to inherit all these things. And it will come about that just as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so I will save you that you may become a blessing. Do not fear, let your hands be strong. Now God has been angry at times with Israel, but his compassion always returns, as described in Proverbs 19:12. The king's wrath is like the roaring of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. Since the sons and daughters of Israel have been restored to their land, they have worked hard and suffered wars, terrorism, and continued persecution. Yet their reuniting as God's first adopted family on the soil of their promised inheritance has been sweet. You will often hear here the words from Psalm 133:1-3 being sung. You may already know the chorus. Hine matov umanaim, shevet achim gam yachad. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, coming down upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever. Come visit Israel. Take an early morning walk on Mount Hermon, the hills of Galilee, and in the new forest of the mountains of Judah yourself. Your sandals will be wet with dew from heaven. You will undoubtedly find that your spirit has been watered as well. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.hebrewhighlights.com.